A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Aduluju, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samander UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditations and prayers today, we're looking at the Word of God, the book of Esther, chapter number 3, verse 5, to verse number 7. Esther chapter 3 from verse 5 through to verse number 7. The Bible says, when Haman saw that Mordecai did not bow or pay him homage, Haman was filled with wrath, but he disdained to lay hands on Mordecai alone, for they had told him of the people of Mordecai. Instead, Haman sought to destroy all the Jews who were throughout the whole kingdom of Ahasuerus, the people of Mordecai. In the first month, which is the month of Nisan, in the 12th year of King Ahasuerus, they cast Paul, that is, the lot, before Haman to determine the day and the month until it fell on the 12th month, which is the month of Adar. Today, we want to destroy by prayers satanic arrangements. We want to destroy satanic arrangements. You know the story of Mordecai and Haman. Haman disdained Mordecai and the Jews because Mordecai would not bow. As a Jew, Jews do not bow. Can I pray for my dear listener? You won't bow before men. You are the one who has been bending your knees before God. You cannot be bowing before God and be bowing to men. You won't bow before men. You won't be subservient to any. In the name of Jesus. And this was the stand of Mordecai. I bow before the Almighty God alone. I reference men, but I worship God alone. The Bible says that Haman disdained him. He was angry that Mordecai refused to bow. But the Bible says he was filled with wrath, and then he disdained to lay hands on Mordecai. Haman felt it was too ridiculous for him to lay his hands on Mordecai. Mordecai was too small. Mordecai was too small for him to deal with alone. Rather, let me exterminate his entire race and people. Oh, is he a Jew? Let me destroy and wipe out all the Jews from the kingdom. And that was the plan of Haman. He decided to destroy and exterminate all the Jews. Now, what did Haman do? Haman called his wise men and they began to cast lot to determine when this will be done. The Bible says they started from the first month. They cast lot, the first month, no, second month, no, and then the lot fell on the 12th month. What is the satanic arrangement? The arrangement of the enemy for your life, for your children, for your family from January or February or any time, waiting to be executed in December. Dear listener, you must understand that there are evils in each day and each month of the year. And so the enemy plots and make plans and says, okay, I am going to strike. I will wait and I will strike at the end of the year. So that when others are ending the year on a note of celebration, this person will end on a note of weeping. But that will not be the portion of your family. You will not end this year on a note of weeping. And so we want to destroy whatever the arrangement the enemy has made so that you will weep, or we will weep this end of the year. Whatever arrangement to cause chaos, to cause destruction, to cause disaster, to cause death, to bring evil into our families, into our homes. We want to stand at the gate today. We want to say no to everything that the enemy has to offer. Don't forget, Mordecai prayed as instructed by Esther, and all the Jews, they prayed and they fasted. And so the evil was averted. Whatever evil the enemy has proposed over your life and destiny, we are standing on the altar of God this morning and we are averting them all in the name of Jesus. We avert the evil the enemy has planned over your life and destiny. We avert the evil the enemy has proposed concerning any of your children. No evil will befall you. No plague will come near your dwelling in the precious name of Jesus. For you are he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High, the one that abides under the shadow of the Almighty. The Lord will be a wall of fire round about you, and he will defend you and all that is yours. And so we are simply destroying every satanic arrangement, whatever the arrangement of the enemy, like Haman. We want to destroy it today. Haman's plot, Haman's scheme was totally destroyed. The gallows he prepared for Mordecai was where they hanged him. So he hung on the gallows that he prepared for Mordecai. Every evil plot, every plot, everything the enemy had prepared to swallow you, will swallow the enemy himself in the precious name of Jesus. We are going to pray. That is the instructions I have. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and say, Father, let every arrangement of the enemy concerning me, every satanic arrangement concerning me or any member of my family, be totally destroyed in the name of Jesus. Any satanic arrangement for me or any member of my family, this 12th year of the month, let it be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. My Father and my God, I pray that any satanic arrangement for me or any member of my family this 12th month of the year, let it be totally destroyed in the name of Jesus. I stand on the authority of the name of Jesus, and I destroy every satanic arrangement for me or any member of my family in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to declare. Your declaration shall be, it shall not stand. Every satanic prophecy, every negative prophecy, every negative word spoken concerning me or any member of my family this 12th month of the year, it shall not stand. Lift up your voice and declare. I declare in the name that is above all names that any negative prophecy, any evil dream, any evil vision concerning me or any member of my family this 12th month of the year, it shall not stand. I declare it shall not stand. I declare it shall not stand in the name of Jesus. It shall not stand in the name of Jesus. It shall not stand. It shall not stand in the name of Jesus. Every evil dream, every evil prophecy, every satanic word, pronouncement concerning my life or any member of my family this 12th month of the year, it shall not stand. I decree in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' name. I'd like you to lift up the standard of the Almighty God against any satanic arrow against your life, against your family this 12th month of the year. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 59 verse 19, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. He says, when the enemy shall come like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up his standard against him. Lift your voice and pray. And lift up the standard of the Almighty God against every satanic maneuver, against every satanic arrow, any arrow of the enemy against my life, against my family, against my interest, against my ministry, this 12th month of the year, and lift up the standard of the Lord against it. In the name of Jesus, I destroy every satanic arrangement for me and my house. In the name of Jesus, and so shall it be in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray. I refuse to end this year in sorrow. I will not end the year in sorrow. I will not end the year in weeping. They will not weep with my house in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray. I refuse to end this year on a note of sorrow. I will not end this year in sorrow. People will not gather to weep with me. People will not gather to weep in my family. They will not weep over me in the name of Jesus. I reject sorrow. I reject weeping. I reject tears in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to pray and say, Father, do not deliver me to the will of my enemies. Let me not be delivered to the will of my enemies in the name of Jesus. Let the enemies not rejoice over me this 12th month of the year in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, let me not be delivered to the will of my enemies. Let the enemies not rejoice over me. Let the enemies not rejoice over my house this 12th month of the year in the name of Jesus. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I stand on the authority of the word of God. I stand in the name that is above all names, Jesus. And I declare totally destroyed any satanic arrangement for you or any member of your house this 12th month of the year. Any arrangement made at any time or from any time, from any place to be executed this year, I declare that it be totally frustrated and destroyed in the name of Jesus. The plots of Haman concerning Mordecai and the Jews was totally frustrated. I declare that the plot of the enemy concerning you and your family this 12th month of the year be totally destroyed in the name of Jesus. Every satanic dream or prophecy or pronouncement against your life and destiny shall not stand. It shall not stand. I decree it shall not stand in the name of Jesus. You will not be delivered to the will of your enemies in the name of Jesus. People will not gather to weep over you. People will not gather to weep over your family in the name of Jesus. When the enemy shall come against you, against your household, this end of the year season, like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him in the name of Jesus. It is only the shout of joy and rejoicing that will be heard in your house, in your tabernacle, this end of the year season and always, in Jesus' precious name. So shall it be, in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us again for day two of our prayer and fasting to take over, to take charge of the coming year. Join us 5:30 p.m. at the Light Cathedral. You may wish to join this prayer and fasting meeting on any of our social media platforms. You can join us on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share the link with your contact. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. Till I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious weekend, and the Lord bless you.